Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Adam Ruzzieri is back with us. He is a marketing expert, and it is, I've talked to a lot of retailers, Adam, over the last few weeks who are really kind of hinging their 2020, especially considering, you know, what we have in the rearview mirror, on what happens in the holiday season. And there's some thought that even shoppers are going to be looking at starting their holiday shopping season a lot earlier this year.
Absolutely right. And frankly, I don't think the retailers are too sad about it. I know a lot of these guys have been really hurting on cash flow on a month-over-month basis for obvious reasons. And, you know, the traditional shopping season, November through December, this year, I think we're going to basically just call it what it is. It's October through December this year. That's kind of the shopping season. And, you know, the big guys in the market are really sort of certifying this. When you look at Amazon actually making Prime Day now be October 13th, you're seeing other big retailers like Home Depot start their holiday incentives as early as November 8th. And so, you know, I think in addition to that, we'll also see a lot of the Black Friday deals be several weeks ahead of the actual date of Black Friday, which is November 27th. And really, I think there's obviously a lot of things, you know, to look at and point to and say, hey, this is the reason why. In some respect, I think retailers are also sort of recognizing that, you know, it's a hard year for everybody. I think we've all heard that term, early bird gets the worm, right? Well, I think for holiday spending, if you're a retailer, it's like early bird gets the dollar. Consumers are definitely looking for deals. And I think when it comes down to it, you definitely want to be the retailer that captures that customer purchase decision first. You know, the result I think we'll see is going to be a quick little revenue uptick for the retailers in the space, and actually at a higher level. A lot of the think tanks have actually projected a little bit of growth this year in holiday spending. Last year, we saw about $1.1 trillion in sales. And so this year, we'll probably just a small little bump, about 1 to 2.5% in increased spending this year versus last. So, you know, like I said, the retailers are probably not going to be too sad about it, but they also have to be ready for it too, right? From a hiring perspective, Amazon's getting suited up right now. They're going to be hiring about 100,000 new employees for the holidays. And then FedEx as well is going to be hiring about 70,000 people. So that's up a little bit more than a quarter from last year. So is the holiday season starting early? Oh, yeah. It's almost here.
You know, how encouraging, though, is it that there's a possibility of an uptick in spending considering what we've been through this year? And there's no doubt that COVID-19 has impacted people's ability to make money this year, but people still feel like they're going to do just as much shopping, if not more, this year.
The American public, we really are sort of an amazing sort of force to sort of try and come to terms with. It's been a harder year on the wallets for everybody, both businesses and consumers. And yet here we are, we're finding ways to kind of make things work and ultimately buy gifts for those who we love and those who we care about. I think the real change that we're going to see is kind of where the dollar goes. So you'll see less spending on things like travel and experiences, less gifting of concert tickets. And that's because there's just a lot of uncertainty. You know, people don't really know when it's going to be safe to be in a more public setting. But as far as like other spending, you're going to see the normal amount or more spending on apparel and toys and footwear. And then the fun stuff, electronics and video games. That's kind of what I love. The funny thing for me is from a personal perspective, you know, I'm used to seeing my dad in particular start his holiday shopping like around the same time as my birthday, which is in September. The early season for me has kind of always been a thing. But as a marketer, you know, I'm now seeing it in the data and I'm now seeing it with the actual public as well. So it'll be good to see just kind of take place and ultimately just kind of see the retailers find a new ability to protect their businesses because a lot have gone out of business so far.
One thing that comes to mind, Adam, is from your perspective, is there any downside to starting things early? Is there a possibility of starting things too early? Is there a tipping point we could get to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think that it's really more of a long-term effect. We're going to really see a long-term change here, and it's going to be sort of a degradation to, I guess, the energy and spirit that comes up in the holiday season. You know, obviously when you stretch something out over a longer period of time, it becomes less impactful when you're trying to point to a date on the calendar and say, this is the day. With holiday shopping now, quote unquote, being October through December, expect to see more of the same next year and the year to follow. It's going to make events like Black Friday less of a thing. And I think we kind of saw this coming a little bit, you know, with the rise of e-commerce and just the convenience of, I mean, 1 hour shipping, incredible. I ordered an Amazon product last night at 11, and it was at my doorstep before I woke up today. So I think people are used to convenience, and people are just kind of, I guess, looking for other reasons to make a purchase. And I think that convenience word is kind of a big part of it. So, you know, in terms of long-term degradation, I think it's just going to kind of force marketers to change how they do things. And change is not a bad thing, but it's a thing, right? We have to reconcile that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.